It's amazing that access to an annual exam, access to cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, birth control, you know, it's things that I think a lot of us can take for granted and not realize how meaningful that is to our patients and what a difference it really makes practically in their lives.
Does it ever get exhausting being involved in an organization that is such a lightning rod? I mean, it's practically ground zero for America's cultural and political divide, if you will.
It can be tiring. It can be frustrating. But I think the mission is what keeps us all going. You know, knowing that we are having that day-to-day impact on the patients, you know, on people who see our educators out in the community. You know, there's a lot of conversation, there's very loud conversation, I think, right now in our country around issues related to women's healthcare. And it's not just about abortion anymore. It's about access to contraception. It's about access to healthcare in general. I think that Planned Parenthood is really uniquely positioned because we understand that things are not black and white for people. We understand the services that we provide, and we see that impact on a daily basis. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity in this country to have a different conversation about these issues. You know, the issue of abortion, for example, it's deeply, deeply personal, and people have very strong feelings about it.
And it is black and white, isn't it?
I think that there are folks in this country who would like to paint it that way. But if you talk to your average person on the street, it's not black and white. You know, we all have in our mind our own values about these things. And I think that's perfectly okay. My feeling on it and Planned Parenthood stance in general is that it's absolutely fine for people to have conflicting ideas and opinions about all of these issues. All that we're asking is that women be allowed to make decisions about their health care, not just about abortion, but their health care in general. Keep that decision between the woman, her doctor, her family, and her faith, if she's a person who is practices a spiritual practice or has a religion that she associates with. And that's really, I think, the basic. And I think actually that's something that a lot of people agree when they think about their own lives and they think about really it is complicated. And we can't walk in a woman's shoes. You know, we have to trust that she's going to make the best decision for her. And so I think it's a different conversation that needs to happen. The labels don't work for people. For some people, they do. But I think that's a very narrow part of the population who calls themselves pro-life or pro-choice, and that has a meaning that other people understand.
How would you characterize Planned Parenthood's funding and just general volunteer support right now?
The upside of being a lightning rod, as you say, is more and more people know about what we do. We've always had a strong trust and recognition with people who are our patients and former patients. But now you can go anywhere in this country and say Planned Parenthood, and people say, I know what Planned Parenthood is. I think we have work to do on letting people know what our services are, making sure that potential patients know that we're for them. We serve all kinds of people. We serve people with insurance. We serve people without insurance. We serve young women, we serve men, we serve teenagers, all that kind of diversity. I think people sometimes imagine Planned Parenthood is for everybody but them, but we serve way more people, a more diverse group of patients than people could ever imagine. So getting the word out about that is very important. But I will say we have incredible, incredible donor support. In Montana, we have just wonderful folks who understand what we do. Individuals, foundations, and of course, we, you know, there have been attempts to defund Planned Parenthood from some national funding programs, for example, Title X. And I think people are realizing that that's not a prudent idea. Even from a fiscal point of view, defunding family planning services is certainly not a great money saver to begin with. So, you know, I think we have a lot of support. We certainly want to build more supportive individuals. So we have a better ability to be flexible and to do what we need to do and serve the patients we need to serve. And of course, that takes money that can be used in a flexible way.
But on the legislative front, it does seem like Planned Parenthood is experiencing some very significant challenges right
now.
Texas comes to mind, Arkansas, very expensive, fighting personhood legislation in states like Colorado, Montana as well. So in the end, with all the recent fundraising successes, is it a bit of a wash in the face of these ongoing, relentless legislative challenges?
You know, I think that we've done a lot of work on the political side to really get to know our legislators, to really get our stance on our issues out there, making sure people really understand what Planned Parenthood's all about. I mean, we always say more than 90% of Planned Parenthood services are basic preventive primary care. So getting that word out has actually served us really well. These constant attacks are absolutely exhausting. And make no mistake, that's what they're intended to be. There have been some victories on those fronts, but you know, it's the battle itself sometimes is the victory. So if we have to put resources into fighting political battles, we also need to make sure we have the resources to serve patients. So working to make sure that we have strong champions, to make sure that people know what it is that we do, and to talk about how it's not such a black and white issue. I mean, I don't think that family planning should be a partisan issue. In the past, it never was. I mean, Title X was a Republican-funded program from back in the 70s when it was started by Richard Nixon. So I think the more we can talk about those nuances, the better. But of course, it's sound bites that win the political day. It's the nuances are much harder to get across to people.
But again, your opponents, those opposed to the mission of Planned Parenthood on different fronts, still very successful. Mm-hmm. Where do you see Planned Parenthood in the next 5 to 10 years? Where do you see access to abortion rights next 5 to 10 years?
You know, it's the battle has gone to the states. It's absolutely on the state level.
Sure.
And, you know, the idea is you know, you win or you lose, whatever happens on the state level. And, you know, the people in the states want things to go up through the courts. I'm sure that's the tactic. They haven't told me that, but it seems pretty obvious that it's to exhaust us, get cases in front of the courts, and move forward that way. But I think, again, if you talk to the average person on the street, they're starting to get a little bit tired of this. You know, if you look at what happened in Texas, there was sort of this amazing, organic, self-starting response to what was going on there in the legislature. And yeah, we have lost that battle, but the power that it's given folks who are involved in that and the feeling of empowerment, and I actually can make a difference, is huge. And I think the momentum is growing.
But in the end, 3 clinics closed, was it last year?
Yeah, because they got defunded. So, but all of that sort of it's an interesting paradox because it's exhausting, but it's also energizing at the same time. So we have to learn to sort of gather that energy and move it forward. Because all of those folks, of course, who are standing up, maybe they can't be donors now, but down the road they might be.
You said earlier Planned Parenthood has work to do to get its message out. Work to do meaning it's not quite doing a good enough job right now?
No, I think that we've done an amazing job in terms of the work that's been going on politically. We have incredible brand recognition. Everybody knows Planned Parenthood. The thing that we have a lot of work to do on, and it's a great problem to have, is that women who are in our target age population for being patients, they know the name Planned Parenthood. They know that we're a healthcare provider, but they don't yet see necessarily what we can provide for them in terms of services. So we have a great opportunity to show people that and to say, this is what we can offer you. I'm really excited here in Montana. We have just received one of the Navigator grants. So it's a great opportunity for people who are not necessarily current Planned Parenthood patients. They'll be able to come into our health centers to enroll in insurance plans through the exchanges. We'll help them do that. And it'll just give them an opportunity to see what's going on in the health center. And that'll be available to people of all ages, you know, men, women. But it's another great way to get people in and say, this is a real doctor's office. You know, I'd like to come here as a patient, or my daughter would really like to come here as a patient.
And as you know, this has raised the eyebrows from some Montanans, our attorney general in particular, who are concerned about the security of all this personal data during the sign-up process.
Sure.
Can you guarantee those people who are interested in signing up, their information will indeed be kept private?
Absolutely. And, you know, Planned Parenthood, one of the things we're known for is our confidentiality. People will come to us who, you know, they won't even go to their primary care doctor because they're so concerned about their reproductive health issues. So we understand confidentiality, I think, in a way that transcends even what the average healthcare provider, because our patients have such unique issues around confidentiality. So I think in that sense, we're very well prepared for that. We take it very, very seriously.
Does the Texas Medicaid fraud settlement complicate the argument a little bit?
You know, I don't think so. I can't really speak to that case, obviously, because it's a legal case and I wasn't involved in it. But I think Planned Parenthood is under such intense scrutiny for every single thing that we do. you know, on all different levels, that we're very aware of that. And honestly, we put ourselves under even more intense scrutiny than anybody else does. You know, Planned Parenthood is accountable to many more organizations, I think, than people realize. You know, we have a national federation. And of course, when we're getting grants, we have to be accountable for those. And we have very strong standards and guidelines. You know, Planned Parenthood's been around for almost 95 years, almost 100 years. So, you know, we have a long track record of serving patients well, confidential care, the best affordable care, and being good stewards of taxpayer money and of donor money.
Martha Stahl, President and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Montana, thank you so much for stopping by and introducing yourself.
Absolutely.